It's time for the talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Yes, indeed. Hello and a very good morning. You're very welcome along to the 9 to noon show here on Highland Radio. And it is a very special day indeed because we are having a wonderful open day to here, a day here today as part of our 35-year birthday celebrations. There's events running throughout the whole year, of course, but today's an important day because it's about raising money, it's about entertainment, it's about music, it's about conversation, and so much more besides. Right, just to let you know, coming up over the next 3 hours, we'll be reminding you of the fantastic auction that we've got running. Sean Quinn's going to join me in a moment to talk about that. We're also going to be building up to our first €1,000 giveaway. So many of you have so generously donated to purchase tickets, of course, for your chance to win, but also donating to our wonderful, wonderful charities. It's not business as usual for this Friday, by the way, so if you tuned in for the Friday panel, my apologies, but that's grand because this is going to be lots and lots of fun. Fionnuala Abbott, can you hear me?
I can. I hope you can hear me too.
I can. How are you getting on?
I'm getting on brilliant. Thank you very much.
You are looking fantastic. You are looking tanned. You're looking fresh. You're looking happy. You're looking about 16. What's going on? Is this what happens when you are away from Highland Radio for 2 weeks that you end up sort of like regressing to a child?
This is it. This is exactly what happens when I get pampered the whole time and I just lie back and let everybody run around after me instead of the other way around. But I'm very sorry not to be with you today because it's such an amazing day for Highland and for all our listeners. It's just wonderful, the support that we've always received from the people of Donegal to Highland Radio. I know, you know, as I always say about Highland Radio, what makes the station is the listeners and most importantly then the staff and the people that work in Highland. They're so dedicated to the people of Donegal and making sure that we remain the voice of the whole Northwest region. And I just want to thank everybody for all their support and to have a fantastic day. And we just, you know, I can't thank everybody enough. It's just the experience of being with Highland is so fantastic because of our wonderful listeners and the wonderful people that work and contribute to the station at all times. So 36 years, it feels like it's only been about, what, two or three, Greg? You've been there since how long?
I'm not quite sure. 20? I feel like it's been two decades, yeah. And you know, the way local radio works too is we're sort of an ecosystem here in the Northwest, aren't we? Because, you know, the listeners would often say, you know, it's great to have Highland there. Highland's a lifeline. Yes, fantastic. But we wouldn't be here without the listeners. And because of the way radio's funded in this country as well, like we wouldn't be here without the support of the advertisers. And we're also here to give a platform for those advertisers to reach people. So it's like an ecosystem that all works really, really well. And it's confined to us here up in the Northwest. And thankfully, it's worked really, really well for the last 35 years. And long, long may that relationship between those various elements continue.
Yeah, it's just been amazing. And as you said, it is kind of like a 360 sort of a thing. We've got such brilliant support from the listeners and the people of Donegal in the Northwest that means that the advertisers then come to us because they know that they're going to get value for money. And they know that by speaking about their businesses through Highland, they're going to be speaking to the people of the Northwest. And, you know, with the support of the advertisers, then we can expand what we can give and the value that we can give and the representation that we can give to the people of the Northwest, you know, and that then is reflected in the staff that we get and the work and the hard work that the staff do. So it really is just a big kind of a 360 ecosystem where we kind of all need each other. And thankfully, we've, you know, the people of the Northwest have never faltered in their support of Ireland. So it's just, you know, that's what gives it the success that it is today. It's why, you know, every other radio station in Ireland is, you know, in my mind, a little bit jealous of us. And
well, I'm not allowed to say it too, but I'm not allowed to say it either, but we are the number one local radio station in the country, which I think is quite fitting on our 35th birthday. So
I think we're not supposed to be saying it because we're not supposed to be, you know, bigging ourselves up too much, but we are the number one local station in the country. And I think it shows it every time, you know, if you watch RTE and if they're talking about radio, they mention Highland Radio. You read it in the papers when every time the Jane Lawrence come out, Highland always gets a mention because no other station, I think, in the country sees level of support and the level of trust and loyalty that we get from our listeners. And once again, that's because of, you know, the wonderful people that work in Highland. I don't really even include myself in that. There's so many fantastic people that have worked in Highland. Some of them have actually been there since day one. So it's which is an amazing achievement. And it just shows that even as we move on, as we grow, we bring more people into the Highland family, and they are as dedicated and devoted as the people that came before them and the people that will come after them to the Northwest and to making sure that we reflect the voice of the Northwest, both the good and that, I won't say the bad, but the things that we'd like to see changed or the things that we'd like to see improved. Like, your show really reflects that, Greg. I think over the last few years, you know, we've really seen the good and, you know, the difficult times that Donegal has had. And, you know, the likes of your show and others really reflect that to the people and allow that, give the people a voice to be able to say, look, this is my problem, or this is the wonderful thing that's going on here in Donegal. And we can, you know, shout about each equally, the good and the more difficult.
All right. Listen, thanks very much, Fionnuala. It's great to see you. We look forward to having you back here in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
I'm back watching TV like a crazy person so that I'm ready for Friday.
I can't not wait. All right then, Fionnuala, take care of yourself. That is Fionnuala Rabbit there. We are in studio with Sean Quinn as well. Should we have one from Caroline, one from the Letterkenny Ukulele Orchestra maybe? Donald, are you... Oh, I wasn't told which fader. Which one is it? Studio, that one? No, which one? Sorry, Oisin, please. We were meant to do that. Yeah, okay. Donald, can you hear me okay? No, you can't. One sec. We have to switch channels here. Now, Donald, how are you getting on?
We can hear you fine, Greg. Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to hand you over to my colleague, Ken, who's going to speak on our behalf this morning.
Right, well, we're not having a full-on chat yet, guys. We're going to get a couple from you, right? So we were thinking, just before we have a bit more conversation, maybe just to kick things off with a track. What do you think, Ken? What are you going to perform for us? And then we'll have a good chat then in a wee moment.
We're going to kick it off with a little Johnny Cash number that everybody knows, Folsom Prison Blues.
All right, whenever you're ready, guys.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Well, I hear the train a-comin', it's rolling round the bend. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison when time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps on rolling, one down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. Well, I know I can't be free. But those people keep on moving when that's what tortures me. Well, if they free me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little further down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. When I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. When I was just a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
We are broadcasting live, as we always do, from our studios here. And it's part of a very, very special day. This year, Highland Radio celebrates its 35th birthday, as you would know. And as part of those celebrations, we've got lots going on. We've got the Highland Radio concert coming up at the end of the month, which is almost sold out, I should say. And today we've got a fabulous open day. Highland Bakery have donated so many goodies for us, and we have our own as well. So we're inviting you to call in and say hello to us. And you might catch some live music that's on gold throughout the course of the day. But really, we would love to see you call in if you can and say hello to us here at the Mountaintop in Letterkenny. But if you're at home, don't forget you can watch all of the proceedings on this show on YouTube, Facebook, and also on the X platform. Lee, you're still here. What's going on?
Yeah, Greg. Nobody else. Sean wouldn't point it out to you, but I'll say to him. Will I say to him? Just see there above your lip, there's a bit of cream.
I wasn't going to tell him that.
There ain't no cream, afraid. That's not cream.
Well, rub away there now. I got it. Yeah, I was only joking.
All right, okay. I knew it wasn't. Happy 35th birthday to Highland and all the staff. I've been tuned in since day one, and market research that I did in the mid-1980s with the late Donald McLaughlin contributed to the setting up of Highland Radio. That comes in from Mary Clinton. Thank you very much for that. Right, okay. It is the final countdown because you can buy tickets for our cash draws throughout the course of the day, of course. But I think if I were buying a ticket, I would want to be in all nine draws. It's €1.10 per draw. And Sean, we've had a fantastic response, fantastic generosity. The prizes are there, ready to go. Cash in people's pockets for St. Patrick's holiday weekend. And also, too, we're driving to raise funds for our three great charities.
We have, and you know what? It's just been incredible, the response we've had so far, Greg. It's grown day by day. The momentum's grown. We've been flat out busy here for the last two or three days. And you're right. You know, we've got a chance of to win nine times this morning between the 9 or 11 o'clock.
I'm like, I can't string two words together today. Of all the days.
As we're running around since about 7 o'clock this morning. It's
You'll do good, Daddy. You'll do good. You worked out the odds
I will be doing good. Yeah, but the odds are quite...
They're in our favour.
The lotto. I don't love the lotto. I think it's gambling. But anyway, they advertise. Yeah. No, the lotto's great. And, you know, if you want to win €1,500 on the lotto, the chances are, wait till here, there's 46,000 to one. It's quite remarkable.
So the odds of winning on like grand here now today?
Yeah, about probably about 4,000 to one. That's maybe. All right. I don't know. But you've got nine chances, right? Yeah. So multiply that, and it's €1.10 per ticket. How much is the lotto? So in other words, it's all local. The numbers are way, way smaller than the lotto, of course. And nine people across our region here are going to win, a grand. It's simple as that. And you don't have to answer your phone.
No.
You don't. There's no five rings. There's no this. Nope. There's no secret words. Sean, we have the crews there now. People, of course, can use our website. Perfectly safe, perfectly secure, highlandradio.com. Yep. But also, if they want to give us a ring here at the radio station, we can process tickets. But we need to get on that now, don't we? Because the lines close. What time for the all nine draws are we cutting off?
So we'll cut off about 10:45.
I need specifics, dude.
We have to. We'll do the draw.
He's the book, isn't he?
I'm not even going to ask him. I'm not going
to
answer him.
I'm supposed to talk to that boy every day.
One of those mornings.
He's just at me here. I don't know what it is.
Get him back. Get him.
What have I said? Get him. We came on air and all of a sudden he's made out that I had cream all over my face. I've done nothing
wrong. It's a joke, Daddy.
Yeah, but I've done nothing
wrong. It was him. It wasn't me.
So about 10:45, Sean. We'll lock up the lines for the first draw.
Guaranteed to be in every draw then, right through to 8 o'clock today. So, and do you know what, Greg? We said something there about... What the chances of winning? Yeah, there's an odds there, but it's what you're doing with the donation. Where it's going to the three charities is amazing.
Oh yeah, I know that, and we've got 99% are very, very generous and understand that. Yep. I'm tapping into 1% money hungry.
Okay,
that's my angle.
Well,
this
nine
morning.
Chances.
The money hungry.
It's not a bad thing to have a chance. Nine chances on a Friday in the bank holiday weekend.
Isn't that just brilliant?
It is. I'm going ahead, not even
to mention that. Well, we should have the auction as well. And all those fab, right?
We'll get to that in a moment, if that's okay, because I just want to mention the three charities, if that's okay, Lee, because the three charities are going to benefit from the auction as well.
Good.
We have Huey's Corner, which was established some time ago. It was born of a terrible tragedy in a family. There were young people in that family who needed support and counselling that wasn't there. There's no dedicated service for it. Huey's Corner was established in memory of young Huey, and it is there now to help people when they need it most. But our young people in particular, as they struggle with things that they shouldn't have to in life, be it bereavement or some other loss or issue or tragedy. The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, you know what they do you? Maybe if you haven't used the services, they don't. You know we have to to travel great distances sometime for our cancer treatment, be it Dublin or Galway or even closer to home, even Letterkenny at times. If you're in West Donegal, how do you get into Letterkenny for your treatment? Well, that's what that charity does. And they're solely funded by the public, the same as Huey's Corner. And a lot of the great work that the Special Needs Foundation, Bluestack, do is publicly funded as well to help enhance the lives of young people, help them reach their absolute potential, bring them out of themselves, get them into the workforce. They do amazing, amazing stuff. And all of these charities are going to benefit greatly, hopefully, through your generosity by buying your tickets right now. It's just a tenner. It's one tenner draw, nine chances to win €1,000. And on top of that, fantastic, hopefully, checks to be made out to these three brilliant charities on behalf of all of us here, the Highland Radio family. And Lee, you know, we talked about this before. Brilliant charities. We've got so many brilliant charities in this county. How do you select three? We had to. But it's often the people that are affected by problems in life that become the founders of these great institutions that help others.
Yeah, I suppose you just think, Do you know, because there's families that struggled, right? And thinking, God, if there was something set up in place that would help other families. And when you go through something, oh, let me just pick cancer because we've done that, leukemia and that. And you just think, what could we do to make a difference for other families? I remember the time Noah was going, just bringing back to Noah about the leukemia and stuff. And then we had these, he had the tubes out of his chest and stuff. If we had something that you could clip on to, the wee pouch that you could put it in there so it doesn't fall out, doesn't get infected and stuff. And like we were thinking, God, we got a load of these made ourselves. We used Claire's auntie and then we distributed them to other families that were going to other things.
I thought I knew most of it. I didn't realise that. Yeah.
But see, when you're in that space, it's like the families that set up Huey's Corner and stuff. You see people need this service or they need a wee helping hand. So they do amazing work.
Yeah,
you know?
Brilliant stuff. And Sean, you know, we were all around the table trying to pick charities. Any single one of them you could have mentioned. But, you know, we had three charities last year. These are three great charities and a great actual geographical spread. A lot of them cover all of the county in any case. But, you know, it's left, right and centre. Or
Absolutely. I think the other thing what we've said and we've been consistent with it as well is the exposure that we can give them this in the last couple of weeks as well is and tell people more about what the great services they do provide. So yeah, it's great to raise funds, and we're going to raise as much as we can today. But I think we've helped to build the profile of three good charities, decent charities.
I really would like you to make the website and the phone lines melt, preferably the website because it's done by computers and not humans. HighlandRadio.com, perfectly safe and secure. You can buy your ticket. It's just a tenner. You can get a couple if you want, only if you can afford it. My word, you don't want to help other people and leave yourself in bother. But there are lots of you out there that can spare the tenner and be with a chance to win this money. And if you can't do the online stuff, call in to us here at Mountaintop, Highland Radio Mountaintop, of course. Or you can give us a call on 07491 25000. Lee Gooch was chomping at the bit to talk about an auction, and he's going to have to chomp a little bit more.
Chompy. Well, I have Sean here who's going to give us the handle on
salesy, salesy.
Because I'm not doing it yet.
You're not doing it.
You stay where you are. And no, Ken McIntyre. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
How are you keeping?
Very well. As you can probably see, we're all bright and airy here.
Is that something to do with the whole culture of the ukulele and the sense of fun and friendship and, you know, just getting together and the joy that you can see on ukulele players' faces ordinarily sort of makes it look like it's a real fun activity?
It is. It's great crack. But myself and Donald would have worn these type of shorts anyway, but the rest of them here...
That's
like
quite true.
I forgot about that.
Yes, indeed. Ken, yours is sort of like a two-part story for us this morning because we're going to hear more from you and the crew in a second. But your father, Kevin, was with Paddy Keeney, who's a legend, of course, of media and broadcasting, right really at the inception of Highland Radio. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they both worked together in telecom and they both had an interest in amateur radio. You know, ham radio. And through that, they started talking, you know, wouldn't it be a great idea? At the time, the pirates were rampant around the place and they thought, let's have a proper community radio. Let's have something that the people can get involved in and not just be a totally commercial thing. So they went ahead, gathered a few people together, like minds, and set the whole thing up, did the whole... you heard earlier on someone saying they did the marketing for it and everything, you know.
Yeah.
So got all of that done and made a
went to the commission in Dublin and put their case forward and won the auction, as you say.
I was working at Northwest Radio when Northwest Radio lost the licence and Ocean took over. And at that time, there was a great deal of loyalty to Northwest Radio. And I would say for Ocean, it was kind of tough. And I would imagine, too, maybe at the start of Highland Radio, there'd have been a lot of maybe the pirate radio fans that liked their presenters and liked their frequencies and all that kind of stuff. And at that time, you know, 35 years ago, Highland might have been seen as, you know, the big boy coming in and ruining what we had been so passionate and what we loved so much.
Well, I think my father and Paddy got other people involved around the county so that it wouldn't appear like it was just somebody popping in from outside and taking it away from people who are already there. They really thought about that. So
they had actually the vision that, you know, 35 years ago, that could be the case and tried their best to sort of mitigate that and to bring as many people in as is possible.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the idea, yeah.
And your mother Mary, too, was on the board of directors at Highland for quite some time as well, wasn't she?
She was for, I can't remember exactly how many years, but yeah.
Brilliant stuff. All right. Listen, fantastic, Ken, to get that insight. I think it was coincidental because obviously we've got the joy of the Letterkenny Ukulele Orchestra. Ken, we're going to get I'll Fly Away. Or did we get that? Which one? What are we getting next?
No, I'll Fly Away is our next tune.
And I'll tell you why. You were rehearsing that when I came in and I wasn't, well, got confused. All right, Ken and the rest of the crew, this is the Letterkenny Ukulele Orchestra and this is their second and final track for us today. I'll Fly Away.
1, 2, 3.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory.
Well done, everybody. You pop up all over the place, Ken. Anything scheduled at the moment where people can see us live?
Well, we practice / session every Thursday night in the Bridge Bar in Remelton.
Yes.
From about 9 o'clock till around 11.
Lovely. Okay. And I think people are welcome, even if they have a ukulele.
Oh, absolutely. Bring a ukulele, bring your voice, bring your backside. Bring whatever you like.
All right, okay. All right, brilliant stuff. Bring your backside, especially if you want to sit. Ken, thanks so much. Lovely, and thanks for the anecdote as well. That's Ken McIntyre and the rest of the Letterkenny Ukulele Orchestra. I think about 8 of them turned up. Thank you so very much indeed. We have a different type of live music coming for you before 10, so stay tuned for that. I have a quick ad break, and then I'm back in our studio here with our friends Sean and Lee. Okay, and it's fantastic, actually. You know, I can and other presenters can try and sort of articulate the importance of our three charities. But when you hear from those behind the charities or the service users, it really brings home the importance of them and the impact, the positive impact they have on people's lives. Often when life seems it just can't get any tougher, they are there just to say, you know what, let us worry about that, or let us fix that for you, or let us sort that out. And it just makes these things a little bit more manageable. Our charities are Huey's Corner, the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, Donegal Flights, Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. Our cash draw is live. You need to get in the next hour and a half if you want a chance to win all of the 9 or one of the 9 cash prizes. We have our first draw just before 11, and then hourly throughout the day. Marty Friel wraps things up with €1,000 on his show. The tickets are €10 each, so it's €1.10 a draw. And we're looking to raise a great sum of money for our three great charities. So if you can afford it, please go onto our website, highlandradio.com, and buy your ticket now. And then you can just chill and listen to the great chat and music for the rest of the day. If it's perfectly safe and it is secure and it's quick. But if you want to give us a call at the station here, 0749125000, we'll sort that out. But as you can imagine, the lines are very, very busy. So we'll either have to call you back if we do pick up the phone, or they might be slightly longer than normal before the phones are answered. But it's all for charity, so I hope you understand that. And it's hopefully, if it's really, really busy, it means that we're raising loads and loads of money.
Right. Lee, the auction.
The auction.
Just one second, actually. I have a few requests.
Oh, you're so... No, you're joking, are you?
He's waking up now.
I'm back. I'm back.
Daddy's back.
Welcome to...
Do you know what?
It took him away, didn't it?
Do you know what was wrong with me at the start of
the program? What's
wrong with you? I was peed off.
Why are you peed off?
You cocked up the top of the hour with the jingle, right?
So that's normal.
Set me off. You had the camera moved to a different position.
Oh, hold on, Daddy.
I'm just being honest.
Donald, have you got a fiddle there? Don't want the ukulele. Let me play.
And to be honest, I am a bit funny like that. But anyway,
and then he got jam and cream all over his top.
Yeah, and then he thought he did, and he tried to rub it off. Get over yourself, would you, for God's sake? Come here, we've got this auction. Sean Quinn, jump in here. Look, we got amazing prizes.
Unbelievable, yeah. And it started as kind of 2 or 3, and it's just grown to an amazing list of unbelievable prizes that have all been gifted to us from businesses in Donegal. So thank you to everybody that has
donated.
That's
a really good point, and I tried to make that during the week. Everything that you bid on these prizes goes to the charities, because our wonderful, generous businesses, they've taken the hit on this.
Yeah.
So this is all gravy for the charities, anything you donate.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The conversations were easy conversations, which is lovely, because I rang a few people, said, and asked the question, I'm on the scrounge here, up front, I'm on the scrounge, will you do this for me? No problem, Sean. So.
And there's the beauty of it as well. What is that?
That's the auction noise.
What is it? What do you call that song? There's a song where you went, what do you call it? There's a song about...
Leave that for the afternoon. Yeah,
no, that's mad stuff, Daddy. But, you know, there was businesses that just wanted to jump on board. You didn't even have to pick up the phone.
They actually came to us, is right. Yeah, yeah. They did.
Right, so let's go through some of them. I want to fast forward. Let me see if it's on here. Right, let's go to the Shop LK voucher, actually, because this is really quite interesting.
Where are we sitting?
I love our listeners, but my God, they are squeaky bummed at time for a bargain. It's gone up in tenors from 50 quid. 10. It's at 240 now.
it's a tenner, like.
I know. It's a voucher for 250. You could go and spend in any shop. It's 250. But people are looking and going, oh, I could save a tenner there. 240.
But listen,
it's
Daddy,
for charity, for
Greg. Greg, but imagine now, he says, look, I want to donate. I want to make a donation to the three charities, right? So why don't you pay €300?
Yes.
And you get 250 back, and you can spend on whatever you want, and you just donated €50.
That's a brilliant idea.
Exactly. I like it. If you want to bid on the Shop LK voucher, keeping in mind
that the phone lines are busy. You can email auction@highlandradio.com or you can give us a buzz because there's going to be lulls here. A €250 Shop OK voucher, at €240 your tight kits.
I don't want 245 in that now.
Well, I was going to say 249.
No, you're Scottish. You'd have gone 249.
I'll tell you what, I'll go 250. There you go. I'll buy it for 250.
Will you?
I will, yeah.
Right, can someone please
get your money back? You're giving nothing. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, hold on a second. That is not. You have to go above 250 because all you're doing is saying, oh, you know what? I'll swap my cash for
supposed
something
to happen,
with a financial
equivalent. You're supposed to say, well, if you do 250, I'll do 260.
No, I've made that mistake before. I'm starting to make sure I don't commit to things that I can't follow through on. And I don't have any money at the moment because my mortgage has just come out. We also have a 3-night stay in the Wild Atlantic Camp. They've got, it's a beautiful setup they have there, but they've got these new large chalet sleeping units. 8 people can stay there. And it's a great centre to travel around the place. It's really central to, I would arguably say, some of the most beautiful parts of Donegal. That's going to be worth at least £600. And we have a bid in at the moment of €250. So you can go to 4. I mean, it's not up to me. I'd be happy with that. But someone's still making a huge saving and donating, say, for example, €400 to charity, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go and buy that online, it will cost you €500 to €600. So it's good value.
Leonard Watson is going to go €300 on the €250 voucher.
Well done, Leonard Watson.
I'm trying to figure out how that works now because can he put it into his register? No, it doesn't. All right, Caroline, can you stick Leonard Watson down on the Shop LK voucher for €300? Well
good
done, Leonard.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right, I'm still looking to catch him when in his shop so I can get a discount. For some reason,
he's never there, is he?
He must have CCTV.
There's Greg. He sees you coming in the door.
That's what I'm thinking.
See, after the first time you went in, he knows the like of you.
Listen, we have fantastic support to... I'm going to give this a quick mention because someone might want a bid, but I'll tell you, it's in good shape at the moment. It is the one-week stay in a luxury 4-bed villa. It is in... What's the name of that resort, Sean? You're out there more than I am. But it's close to
Casada.
Casada,
which is just out Torrevieja.
Yep, it's beside Torrevieja and Alicante Airport. We've got £1,400 on that at the moment, which is great, actually. If we could get a bit more, fantastic. Do you mind if I pick out Nevin Maguire's... because we had Nevin Maguire before, and this is a really, really attractive one because, of course, it's very hard to get into his restaurant because it's so blooming popular. We've got 2 seats for you. We've got a signed book. We've got a hamper and a piece of cutlery. As you know, he's got, you'll see his face in Dunn's and elsewhere. He's got his own range of cutlery. At the moment, £500, Lee Gooch. You know,
there's a brave bit of eating in that, isn't there?
I think that's a grand's worth, personally. You
but
know?
You can't get that. You can't book. If you wanted to stay there, you'd have to wait a year. There's a big wait list to get in that place.
It's very hard to get into.
So that's we're at 5. If you want to give us a call or email auction@highlandradio.com. I think you can do
so
there.
You can just imagine anybody celebrating a special occasion or for their mum and dad, maybe an anniversary or something like that, or just a treat yourself would be lovely.
Sean, we had a late entrance from our great friends at Boys Coach. This is going to be very, very popular. The fire hasn't been lit under it yet because, as I say, it was only yesterday, I think, and we haven't had a chance to give it a big as push as possible. But this is a full package for any Celtic fan.
It's a brilliant package for a Celtic fan. So what they're basically
or any
given
football
us,
fan for that matter.
Well, if you're Celtic, you'll definitely want to pay for this. They're going to take you over by bus, luxury transport, over to a match and stay over in Glasgow for the night as well. So Celtic are about to win the league again, and that game will be a home game in the coming before the end of the season, basically.
Oh,
so
cool, right.
There's an overnight in Glasgow, and your transfer's back via coach. Brilliant, brilliant prize. And
the value on this is can you actually get it for that price through Boyce's all year round? Because that's
well, they do, yeah, they do. Wow. They do 2 matches every weekend. But what they do is they have select games, then they'll do an overnight. So they don't do it too. Okay. Maybe 4 times a year. So
by the way, I'm told 2 of you could do that for £400, and
you'd be lucky.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you'd be lucky. Good value. But anyway, at the moment the bid's £300. So you know, maybe a dad and daughter, or brothers, 2 brothers, sisters, any combination, 2 mates. Just bid on that. It's 2 tickets to a Celtic home match before the end of the season with an overnight stay in Glasgow, travelling on Boyce's tours. You get on one of those buses and between USB chargers and every other blooming thing, you wouldn't even know you're on a bus. At the moment, it's £300. It's worth way, way more than that. And again, Voices have taken the hit on that. Anything that's donated, Gooch, straight to our charities.
Yeah, straight to our three charities and their Bluestack Foundations. We've got Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, as well as Huey's Corner. And do your auctions online, auctions@highlandradio.com. Or, but if you don't have access to email, I'm sure you can phone the station here. But if you can, via email, great. Or just pick up the phone, 91 25,000.
Yeah, and come up and say hello to us. By the way, it is an open day. We're really keen, of course, for you to... come up and say hello to us. We're at the Mountaintop in Letterkenny. If you're around Letterkenny, come in. Thanks to Highland Bakery and others, we've got some fantastic, beautiful cakes and buns and tray bakes. If someone could, do you know what a tray bake is?
I do.
What is a tray bake? God, because me and Hemmer chatting last night.
It's a tray with loads of cakes on it.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. But they're very nice, though.
Very nice.
So, okay. Well, very nice. There you go.
Greg, just before you, we've got a bid in here for €400 for Wild Atlantic Camp.
Just all right, brilliant stuff.
Wild, you need a hammer. Have you got a hammer?
No, because we're not closing them, or I'm not. I don't have that authority. I'm not on that pay scale. All right, brilliant stuff. Wild Atlantic Camp's up to
€400.
Nice one. Excellent stuff. Okay. And if you want to, you know, WhatsApp or text it into us, it might actually be no harm to do it that way. If you want to WhatsApp or text your bids into us, because then we can call you back and just straight clarify away, everything. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That might be a little bit handier than calling, because we get them straight away. And there's loads of other great prizes, but I do have to take a quick break. David James is in concert, by the way. That's going well. That's already at €280. That's an overnight stay for two people in the Sligo Park Hotel with breakfast and tickets to see David James and the band on the 25th of May. So maybe you've got a loved one celebrating your birthday, or their birthday for that matter. Okay, let us take a quick break. Before I do, I want to wish a happy birthday to a very special lady who's sharing her birthday with us. Happy birthday to my lovely mum, Mary McGonigal, in College Farm Road, Letterkenny, from Lucia, Jeremy, Leela, Danny, Charlie and Ollie Dan. Please, P.S., keep making your beautiful brown bread, Mary, and keep sending it up here. What was?
Yeah, I never got none of that brown bread, need that.
Could you put that in the tray bake?
Oh, would you put it in the toaster?
Please wish Margaret Devine a happy 84th birthday from daughter Anne-Marie, Jason, Matthew, Connor and Ryan. That's the same lady who was popular. By the way, keep your requests coming in to us. Maybe you've got some wonderful memories of Highland Radio over the last 35 years that you want to share. Anything like that. It's a different type of show today. We're going to let you decide as well what we talk about in that regard. Okay, let me take a break and we have some very special live music on the way. Okay, and the weather is really quite nice and it's going to be nice for the weekend, whether you're having your celebrations on Sunday or Monday. It seems like the weather is going to be pretty good. Maybe a bit more sunny on Sunday than Monday, but dry. But today, showers will quickly clear to the south, as drier and sunnier weather follows from the north. It'll continue dry and mostly fine for the afternoon and evening, temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. Christina, Karina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you getting on?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I just would like to say, you know, I'm so inspired about being today, and so I'm happy to be here, especially on such a special occasion, the 35th anniversary of your radio station. You know, you're not only connect people through music and stories, but also create a space for creativity and inspiration. I wish you continued success and many exciting projects ahead.
Oh, fantastic.
And today,
my
daughter's birthday, birthday today, she's 6 so it's all together.
What age is she?
She's 6.
6, and what's her name?
Elizabeth.
Do you think we should have a little happy birthday on
Oh, no, that's fine. I will make it every day for
okay. I was going to take it for us, but that's okay. That's okay.
Thank you.
Christina, you're originally, of course, from Ukraine. You're living in Donegal Town number of years now. A singer, songwriter, composer, and of course a mum, as you've just mentioned. You have an awful lot of things to keep you busy.
Yeah, actually, I run my project Melodies of Ireland right now. This connect a collaboration of music and visual art. It is inspired by the landscape of Ireland, and there is a few artists from different countries, but they all live in Ireland and creating paintings based on my composition. And there is like Miriam Kilaj, she's from Georgia, Dominika Pekarska, she's from Poland, some Ukrainian artist Jana Korecka. My goal is to make music something you can see, and painting something that you can hear, and hopefully I will try to release the public sheet music album featuring illustration with those artists.
Okay.
And open for any collaborative.
Yes, for sure.
Sponsorship supports.
I'm going to collaborate for you, because we have a backing track here back to Donegal. Now, I know you're in a separate studio to us.
Yeah.
And I will try as best as I can to make the levels perfect, but I'm sure it's going to be perfect.
I will
perfect.
Stand, okay? That's fine.
Wherever you feel comfortable, Christina. So as part of our 35th birthday celebrations, we have Christina Carina in studio with us. She's a singer-songwriter, now living in Donegal Town for quite some time, but originally from the Ukraine. And here is a track which she composed herself, and it is called Back in Donegal.
And fall, we run for better life, but we all belong to the place where we were born. We try to sing and play. On rainy days we dream of home. Don't be ashamed. We love and fight. We try to be better than before, but we all belong to the place where we were born. Back to Donegal. Place calling you, calling you, where you can cry, where you can smile, where people are so kind, where friends are near and the day's bright, where worries are left behind. We pray and strive. We try never to give up and believe in where we go, to the place where we were born. Back to Donegal, fall in love. Home is the place calling you. Where you can smile, where people are so kind, where friends are near and the day's bright, where worries are left behind, it's your home.
Okay, Christina, thank you very much indeed.
I just would like to mention one thing. This song is very special for me. It holds very special meaning for me. I think this, for myself, this is songs for the people who immigrate from Ireland and they dream about to come back. And for those people who found their new home here, mm-hmm. because Ireland inspires a lot and welcome people. So thank you very much to Ireland.
Thank you, Christina. Take a seat at your piano because we're going to hear one more track from Christina. Just as she takes her seat, she's currently working on a collaborative project, as she mentioned, Melodies of Ireland. The project combines music and visual arts inspired by Ireland. And just before we head towards the news at 10, we're going to hear Christina on the piano and singing as well. And this is Down Over the Sea. Christina, whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. That's Christina Carina. That was her track, Down Over the Sea. She plays on piano, and it was inspired by a visit to our beautiful Sleeve League. We'll be back with more after the news at 10. Thanks, Christina.